If you've noticed a lot of dancing hot dogs lately, well, your mind isn't playing tricks on you. It's the latest trend in augmented reality since last summer's quest to find all those Pikachus and other Pokemon Go characters. Let me tell you about it. I'm Jefferson Graham with the USA Today, and you're listening to Talking Tech. The dancing hot dog is the latest augmented reality filter in the Snapchat communications app. Snap has used filters like animal ears and face swaps to dress up photos, a trend that teens have grabbed hold of in a big way. Now the latest is the dancing hot dog, which comes with its own musical soundtrack, but there's a big difference between this filter and the past ones. The traditional Snapchat filters are only available in selfie mode, using the front-facing camera to grab a shot of yourself and then apply the different looks to your face. For Mr. Wiener, you use the rear-facing camera, the other camera, to put the hot dog into the real world without you, unless you're savvy enough to grab a friend and have him or her shoot you that way. Now, I got my shot of the hot dog dancing on my desk. I caught a really creative Instagram posting from a friend from Illume PR who joined the hot dog at her own desk as she typed away at her computer. She was lucky enough to have someone else take the shot. Snapchat, whose parent company Snap Inc. went public this year, has been having a tough time of it on Wall Street. The stock initially opened well, but has fallen in price considerably ever since its spring debut. Investors are worried that Snap might be a fad and that its best features have been cloned shamelessly by Facebook, which has bested Snap by attracting larger audiences for the ripoff. But you know what? Snapchat continues to quietly innovate. No one has come up with a way to put animated figures like this into our photos and videos. Apple made a big splash at its developer conference in June, announcing a push into augmented reality with the next iPhone via new software tools for developers called the AR Kit. Presumably, you'll start seeing dancing animals and all sorts of fun stuff within Apple apps, like the camera one for sure. Who knows where we could go from there? Animated characters in your Uber or Lyft car as you await its arrival? Clinking glasses over a Yelp restaurant review, animated characters to join your Facebook Messenger conversations. The new iPhone is expected in September, and it's sure to have some fun new AR features. Meanwhile, don't take your eyes off Snapchat. That's where all cool AR stuff starts these days. How would you bring AR to an existing iPhone app? I'd love to hear from you. Tell me about your ideas at Jefferson Graham on Twitter, and don't forget to subscribe to Talking Tech on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher.